This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yankiv Avinu, when he has to come across Esav, he prepares himself, like Chazal say, for three things. Matana, Tefillah, Melchama. What was the Tefillah? What was the Tefillah that Yankiv Avinu davened? So the Psukim tell us, Vayoy Meyakev, Pashas Vayishlach, Pasik Yud, Vayoy Meyakev, Velikei Avi Avram, Velikei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem Oimer Eilai Shuv Le'artzecha, Le'imaladet Ha'vetiva Imach, Katointi, Mikol HaChasodim, Umikol Ho'emes. Small, humbled, katainti, claim from all the chasadim and from all the emes asher asisa es avdecha. What does it mean, mikol ha'emes? Good, we understand, katainti mikol ha'chasadim. Rabbeinu Shleilam, at ketan asa chesed, mit yankiv avinu. What does it mean, mikol ha'emes? Was ist der Emes? What is it? Teitsch. Ketainti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. So Rashi already says, Amitas dvorecho sheshomarteli kol ha-avtochos. Truth. The Rebbeinu Shleilam had zugesagt. He promised. And he kept it. It's a great gedulah. Ketainti mikol ha-chasodim u-mikol ha-emes. As Rebbeinu Shleilam keeps his word. Rabbi say, lama uplan nabisal de ketainti mikol ha-chasodim. And then maybe we could say a pshat. What it means, mikol ha-chasodim u-mikol ha-emes together. As up to tzvei zachen. Mikol ha-chasodim u-mikol ha-emes. What does it mean, katainti mikol ha-chasodim, zogt Rashi? Nismatus chiesai, I became small because my schusim became less. Al yedei ha-chasodim v'ha-emes, because of all the chasodim and the emes shasisu imi. L'kach ani yarei, therefore I'm afraid. Mishtef tachtani nislachlachti bechet. Gewan schmutzig. I became dirty with sin. The yigram li lahimase biyad Esav. And this is going to cause me to fall into the hands of Esav. What does it mean nislachlachti? Gewan schmutzig. What does it have to do with schmutzig? Satzatan with dirt? Simple. I was even Aveda. And because I was even Aveda, I get a punishment. And if I get a punishment, it might be Esav. What's the nusach of nislachlachti? Why the nusach? Why the emphasis on lichluch? And because of this Aveira, it's kommt up Einish, and maybe Esav is the Einish. You know, there's another Shaili that the Sifsei Chacham masks beautifully. That Rashi, from the beginning of the Rashi to the end of Rashi, is saying two different things. First Rashi, fine Tani, begins, Nismatu Schuyaisai. My Schuyis got less. That doesn't mean Averis. That means I'm lacking schusim. And then he says, I'm afraid that maybe I did an Aveda. Which one is it, Frek the Sifsei Chachamim? Right on this, right off an art. Frek the Sifsei Chachamim, which one is it? Was he afraid that he's lost his schusim? Or was he afraid that he did an Aveda? Emphet, Rasiv Sechachamim. Sagt El Sifsei Chachamim that he needed to come with both points. Because Nismatus Chuyaisai, so what? Ein Misa B'lay Oven. A person doesn't get punished with death without an Aveira. So he had to say Chet. Why did he have to speak about Chusim? Because even if you have an Aveira that causes you to have Efshostas Chusim, Tachas Chus. Zakhtar Siv Se Chachamim. Therefore, he pointed out, and that's what Rashi means, Yankiv pointed out both points. Falarin Schusim. Unislachlachti Bechet, Beidazach. It had to be both things together. Habesai, let's understand what Yankiv Avinu was afraid of. And then maybe we could say a different pshat in the Rashi. I've always been bothered by the question, how could Yankiv Avinu say, I'm afraid? Nislachlachti chgevavin shmutzik, I became dirty with chet. Didn't he just tell Esav, v'tayag mitzvah shamati? Which child doesn't know the Rashi? Im lov al garti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti garti gemati atariag. So, did you keep it or did you chalak nislachlachti bechet? Which one was it? I pushed the shayla. Da sagt der Herr, getan aveiris, und da hat er gesagt, der Herr, schäume, wenn tayag, all the mitzvahs. V'loi lamadati mi maisa v'rayim, mamish ha-tzadik yisoy da'ilu. So then which one is it? So I always learned Parshit all the years. It's good kasha. So Esav hat er gesagt, because that's how you have to talk to Esav. You better be careful for me. I kept all the mitzvahs. Oh, but Beinei Lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had the mensch, every person knows. No, no. Not so pashit. It's not as simple. Tzadik. Faket, katointi, I know, katointi, elach, mimas, I know where I'm holding. There's a difference between telling Esav, vime retz Esav, und vime davin to retz in Beira Eilam. I saw a chidush nifle in the Alter von Kelm. In the Mamarim, Simin Kuf Nun, der Alter von Kelm rett arun der Shaili, talks about this question. How could Yankiv Avinu be afraid? Afraid that he did Averis? If we know Yankiv Avinu was Sholem, Vayava, Yaakov, Sholem, which one was it? Which one is it? Was he complete? Did he keep all the mitzvahs? Or was he nislachlachti bechet? Dr. Alte, we call him achidush nifle. Achidush nifle. Avada kena chatoyim nishketon. Didn't do any averes. So then what was he afraid of? Since he got money, he got oisher, he got riches, it was mashpi on him. It had an effect on him. The fact that it became an oisha, that he became rich, he made money. The lashon of the altar from Kelim is pen niskarev liahavas amomin. Maybe a start to like money, maybe. And because of that, he was afraid for Nesav. Azay zok der Alte von Kelm. Avad the Tayag mitzvahs. He didn't do was over any of the Tayag mitzvahs. When Atzadik is El Given, he was. But what was the fear? He likes the money. Azay zok der Alte von Kelm. Before him, one of the Mifarshim on the Chumash itself says already this Yisayit. There's a Kleyakar Abesai, half of a fella, mamish half of a pile ploy. The Kleyakar explains How could the Sarei Shalesov even have a Shaychis to start fighting with Yankim Avinu? We couldn't have at all. Why was he not afraid? Yankiv was complete. Yankiv, there's got to be something, Zok the Kleok. That's hangechapt. Something that he caught on to. Oh, with this I could start already. Haben epis, apgiyin Yankiv. I'm able to get to Yankiv Avinu. And I read you from the Kleok. Zok the Kleok from Pasik. When the Sarei Shalesov fights with Yankiv Avinu. Kach ze amalach Samuel, Sarei Shalesov, bir oisa in Yoni Yaakov and Esav. What did he see? What did he see? And the answer is, Zokter ach kishirosh Yaakov paratz gidrei. That Yankovina went out of his domain. He went out of his domain. Ktsas, a little bit. Finished. Yankov Avinu is supposed to be an Arama man. Supposed to be poor. All of a sudden, Yankov Avinu is on Oishim. Yeah, he gets COVID. They honor him at the dinners. They're honoring him. Oh, I hope there's no upcoming dinners that the Elam has. I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. That's for Slana Klayaka. Of course, in the Shia, we're going to explain the Klayaka. Vastutzachapta. Yankov Sheinish, the Nebuchal Yeshiva man. Came in Oishim. Sarei Shalesov, he's able to catch him with this. He even continues. He saw that Yankov Avinu went back Lekadei. Yeah, he went back for a jug. Mamish, so much money. The money meant so much to him that he put himself in danger for abyssal geld, for his jug. Oh, that's it. I'm able to chop. I'm able to get Yankov Avinu. And then he says, Apella. He says, Apella. He says, it's symbolic. It says, Vayovik Ishimoi Ovok, Shteib, earth, sand. Chazal say that the sand, the earth, by the fight, went all the way up, like a smoke, a cloud of smoke. Obviously, when two people fight on the earth, it goes up as a cloud of earth, of dirt. Zokter, the pshat is, it was in his eyes to blind him as a remes. Yankiv, I caught you. You got blinded by your money. You got blinded by the akleyaka rabbeza. Not my words. He helped. Pele de great. The taina Yankiv Avinu was. I'm sure he have some money. Little money. And this little money, have some money. Blinding. It's blinding. And the Rebbe says, the Kliyakar, it says it went all the way up to Shemaim because it blinds you. Money blinds you. To see the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that he is the Hakel Yachel, that he creates and gives. But the truth is, Yankov stood strong because it's not true. And Yankov did not fall. Yankov did not fall into the trap of what we call Avas Amomin, to the point that the Sarei Shalesov was able to catch him on this taina of Avas Amomin. With this Avesai, Kemizogim Pshat, let's go back to the Rashi. Shemon is lachlachti bechet von schmutzig. Was made schmutzig? Why? It's interesting. I asked you, why do the Chazal stress the nusach? His fear was not that he was oivin aveiro, but he was mislachlech. Come on, Schmutzig. Adesai, Geld. If it's not teure dicke money, if it's not reine Geld, if money is not used properly, money is lichluch. And I'll explain to you, my Bobbe, und der Zeder, Zecheine Levrache, used to say over from the Alte Zeder, Remesha Landinsky. Geld is blot. And as my heart nicht kein Geld, is man allein blot. What does that mean? Money is dirt. Unfortunately, if you don't have it, you'll also be dirt. But you gotta know money's dirt. Geld is blot. As my heart nicht kein Geld, man is man allein blot. Say like the Alte Zeder, Remesha Landinsky sagt. And this is what the Kleyaka is saying, the earth, the dirt, in the eyes. Maybe, after years and years of handling with money, day and night, Yankiv Avinu was day and night, day and night with the money. Put to shame all the people on Wall Street versus Tagenacht. Tagenacht, steht the claw, Tagenacht. Agav, I used to say, what's the pshav? Atidat shnosi me'enoi. Chlani chere v'kere b'aloi, atidat shnosi me'enoi. Who works like that? They don't sleep at all. Atidat shnosi me'enoi, yashlof b'chlal nisht. Who works like that? And the Teretz is, it's not what it means. It means I work by day and by night so much, so what's going to be with the learning? So I had to stay up late at night, through the nights, to finish, to be mashlim, to learn, and Shabbat Shvel Batod. He works hard by day. Chlani chel v'kera baloylo v'atidat shnosi me'enoi. Learn, to be mashlim all the learning. Stay up late at night. So maybe shemo nislach leich b'chet. That's what it means, nislach leich. And that's what it means, Miyatzchusim. He was afraid. He was afraid. Efshem. The money got the better of him. It's a good way of putting it. You could get the better of the money, or the money could get the better of you. What's the pshat? Esav, you look at the Kleyaka, Esav chapsim on that Yotze Megidrei. What does Yotze Megidrei mean? When Klal Yisrael works with money properly, when Klal Yisrael uses money purely, honestly, Esav has no shlit on Yankiv. If he didn't have to be in the courts because money wasn't taken properly, wasn't dealt with properly, Esav attacks. Esav is vicious. Esav is vicious. The vendetta against Klal Yisrael, the vendetta against the Yid in the courts sometimes are vicious. But when? It's when they have a shtickle of taina. The money is not 100% rain. It's not 100% clean. It can be a small negi of money. That's what this Kleyaka is saying. Money blinds. Money is blotter. Und blotter macht blotter. A Bayside blotter macht blotter. You want me to translate that in English? I don't even know how to translate it in English. Almost untranslatable. Money is dirty, makes blood. How do you say has macht blood in English? I don't even know how to say it. It makes dirty, watch I tell you. Es macht dann blood. There's no word to say blood. This is it. So Yiddish, you got it in Yiddish, verstehst das. Verstehst das nicht? Learn the word Yiddish, blood. Blood is blood. And they say, Siddah Goyen. The guy in the Nimri Nayam Do you have a siddur, if you don't mind? I meant to take a siddur with me and open it up to Birchas Hamazon. No, open it up to the Harachamans of Birchas Hamazon. Good, it's for later in the shir, but just remembered they're going to need it. There's a guy in an Imri Nayim. The guy in an Imri Nayim says, Chemdas Hamamin is Avi Avei Satuma. What does he mean? Avi Avei Satuma. It's Hanusach. Chemdas Hamamin is Avi Avei Satuma. Let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai. There's a vote from the Altar from Kelim. Peledik avot. The Gemara in Makis, Dav Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and the Rambam brings it la'alacha. Shtei dvarim, there are two things, nafshi shaladim chamdasim. A person desires more than anything in the world. One of them is arayis, and the other is gezel. Arayis and gezel. There's a big difference between the two, frekt altim from Kelim. You put them in the same sentence? Arayis and Gezel, Arayis and Shcheklach, I want to tell you how the Alter writes this. To me, it was something striking. The Alter says, Shneim, because they're put together in the same sentence, in the same rule, because Shneim, Mevuzim Abchusim, they're X, which are degradating. Would you put them in the same sentence, Rabbi Yisai? And you know what the answer to that question is? We've changed. The Chazal didn't change, Rabbi Yisai. Taz Gezel, no. It's a white-collar crime. Well, Shrek mit Gefellach. The Alter von Kelim says clearly that the Chazal put them together because they both are in nature the same. They are actions which are prisus. See, nidike zachen. It's very low class. Gzeil arayis. And at the same time, the chemda, the desire for them, are just as strong. And that's why Chazal put it together. And if we don't feel that way, I think the pshat is we've fallen pretty far. That we don't understand that gezel and arayis Ataka in the same league of Pchisus v'nimvazis. As he stated in the Alter von Kelim, that Chazal put them together because they belong together. They are both actions which are very low, and the taiv is very strong. And that's what the Goyin is saying. It's Avi Avei Satum. It could be very, very, the same way we understand as Arayis is Avi Avei Satum. The chemdas hamamin, when it's not properly geared, and it's not for the right reasons, and it's not a chemda to get money for Torah, for Yiddishkeit, to support a family, the Goyim calls this avi, avi satum. I remember my Zayda was once sitting with a few dayanim, and he said something, and all the dayanim remarked with such excitement about the vat. The Zayda said, "Ich verstehe nicht. I don't understand." The same way the chachamim made an issa yichud for arayis, they should have made an issa yichud of gelt eichud. Certain people are not allowed to be misyachid with money. It's a danger. If they're near money, who knows what could happen? And I remember the Rabbanim loved it. They were so... Some of they just came out of a heavy din Torah. They must have listened to who knows what, and they realized the irony and the truth behind the vat. It's kedav zayin an isa yichud of gelt, azoy v'sidav arayis, which is what the Alter von Kelim is saying. The Alter von Kelim is saying the taiva. And the damage is the same. I think with this, with Rabbi Yisai, we can explain a beautiful pshat in the Yiratzin that we say for the balabayas and the bench. You come to someone's house, you take out your siddur, and you say the yiratz, and everybody knows yiratz. Shlo yeva, shvele yikalim balabayas azel lebeilam azel velebeilam abba. V'yatzliach bechol nechasov. V'yunechasim utzlachim ukrayvim leir. Al yishloit satan. Ooh, satan. Where's satan? What the klayaka? What satan? Val yizdakek lefonov shum dvarchet. Shouldn't be in front of him anything which will bring him to chet. Yizdakek lefonov. The situation shouldn't arise in front of him. And the hearer of avoin. And the hearer of avoin. Why is all this? What the satan? Yizdakek lefonov. Hearer avoin. What's the hearer avoin? What? Where? How did hearer avoin come in here? He should have atzlach and panasa, and he shouldn't have any hearer avoin. They say presant yazeg arayis. Shlo yizdakek lefonov. It shouldn't be in front of him, which means he shouldn't get the opportunity to have a yetzahara taiva and a hearer avoin. Just like Barayas, there's something called Yehurim, because there's Chemda. A mensch can echit up in a psahavas moment, a Yehurim, that he's going to make business deals a little shady. Tosa Yehurim, you see the same nuschayas, the same language that we find by Arayas. We find here, Shle Yizdakik Lefonov. Almost like Yichud. Shouldn't have a situation. And the hearer of it. And if you notice, Satan b'maisi adenu. That's this klayaka, the Esav. Where does Esav chap Yankif? When it comes to the nechassim, the ashiris, the Satan is able to catch and say, where is the ashiris? Is it richtig? Is it rain? Is it pure? And if not, the Satan is shayla b'maisi yadav. Mamish this chazal. When I saw the altar's vod with the klayaka, mamish jumped out in front of me. Pshat, al yish loy tzaten v'usaten. You give a guy a bracha, you get that man a bracha zalav and atzlocha. Shom came tzaten with ma'isi yadav. So why tzaten? Where did the tzaten come with ma'isi yadav? What does it mean? Tapel rabeitai alles lagendos. Yeah, the mensch. Comes with this special ventral, walks over in the house of the clap, Allah's all in heaven, we are get the brachets of the balabayas. What does it say? Shalayevish Vilayikale. What is Yevish Vilayikalim? Because Mammon, as a rayas, could be a busha. A person who doesn't handle himself richtig in business. Thus is Yevoish V'yikaling. And it's possible that it's Satan the Maisa Yadav. Very good. Did you just make that? That was up something, or you thought of that? You just, on the spot. Next week you're saying the shit. That was Givaldik Bizyanis. Is Ozain Mizanis and it Bizyanis? Givaldik. Is a zayin, is zaynis, and is bizyaynis. Gewaldik, you heard? Das is geret ashir. You hear a bez, I shall a yeva, I shall a yikalem. And on top of that, bal yishli sotten me maisi yodo. Because Esav, you think the court's running after, is not sotten me maisi yodo, it's also sotten me maisi yodo. What do you think it is? Bal yizdakek lefonov, it shouldn't be a yetzahara. And hir avayim, azevi arayis, mamish azevi arayis. Habesai, let me tell you now, pshat katointi mikol achasodim umikol ha'emes. I asked you, what does it mean, mikol ha'emes? We brought Rashi's pshat, efshekem and zog in the pshat. Business has to be emes. And what is emes? Emes means when I understand that it's from the hand of the Rebbeinu Shleilam Kim Liyad Cham Leya Psucha Kedosh Rechava. That's called emes. What does it mean, Asatav and Asatav Emuna? What does Emuna mean? The Farshim say it could mean two things: Emuna, truth, and Emuna, Eibishta. And I've told you many times, they both mean the same thing. Because if it's with Emuna, then it's Amis. Then the person deals in business Amis. They're tied. They're rooted together. The Emuna and the Amis is the same. It's the Hashkafa that a person has when he deals in business. If it's with Emuna, then it's Amis. Katoyti mikol hachasodim umikol ha-Amis. He understands that it wasn't him. It was given to him. So memela katointi. I'm humbled. And Aisha could walk around. Wow. Bright. Business. He's blusterous. That's a great businessman. But then he understands katointi. Some understand I'm small. Katointi. Because mikala emes, I know the truth. And the truth is, it's haftachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a meridik of medrash. Mam Shapella. The medrash is Amar Reb Levi. Katoyti mikol hachasodim. What does katoyti mikol hachasodim mean? Kedai ani. Avol katoyti mikol hachasodim. What is it? I'm kedai. I'm deserving. Yet at the same time, I'm katoyti. Kedai. Avol katoyti. As I said, the medrash. So we've spoken many times that humility doesn't mean I'm nothing. And yet at the same time, I'm still humble. But I think the Medrash is saying, Amele de Gazach, in reference to Yankiv. Yankiv is saying, I'm not humble, I'm humbled. There's a difference between humble and humbled. Kedayani, yes, I worked hard. And yes, I was a Baal Kishrin. Esav thinks I'm a Yeshiv Ahalim. Ken the Malach Eichet. Kedayani. But I know the Emes. And that is because even the biggest Baal Kishrin with all his Kaiches and with all these Shtadlis that he puts in doesn't mean there's results. That's pshat, katayinti. Person could make it in life, yet be humble. Because deep down he knows the truth. It's all from the Be'er Elam. A yid walks around, thinks completely different than a guy. For a guy to be matzliach in business, it's the ultimate gaiva. It's the ultimate gaiva. It's the pride to turn into a president one day. Azazad mech, atamaisa. Umit zayin chutzpah. Mit the ganze gaiva. Forget. That's exactly what America needs. America needs that. About gaiva v'sret zachain as klug and besen and reich is richer than everybody else in the world. This is not a political discussion. I don't care. It's not negative. Trust me, it's not negative. That's what America runs America. He epitomizes what America stands for. This is the American dream. Katainti. We call it chasodim and we call it emes. Der ligit. Every word that comes out of his mouth is another lie. He's a meidig businessman, though. No, he's a meidig. Hafla fellow. That every lie that he says is emes. Hathlif, unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Zach. I'm just playing around. I don't know all the politics. Believe me, the Hin and the Tzarek, they do like him, they don't like him. I'm just because of the Chmach and Abbas Lebedik, Rabbeisai. Abba Lameise, Yankiv Avinu made it. And he understood Kedayani. Abba Yid Geit Arun. I'm humbled. That's a Yiddish business. That's a Yiddish businessman. That's a Yiddish oisher. He's humbled. Fakir, he's more humble than regular because he knows and he sees daily the Chazdi Hashem. How could you not be humbled? Kedayani. But yet, I know, Katayti Mikala Chasad and Mikala Emes. There's a Meridik of Medrash Rabbi Yisai. My Yavos, Yaki, Levadai. What does Levadi mean? So the Medrash, like it says in the Pasuk, V'niskov Hashem Levadai. Esav couldn't get Yankif. Why? It's true, Yankif had all the riches and all the money. But Yankif is Vayivaser. What was he left with? Ein Zach. The whole world, Ketumu, the grace of Aisha Yankif. But Yankif is left. Levadai. What is Levadai? The Nizka of Hashem Levadai. Hashem is great. Then it's Einoi Levadai. Thus is Aisha. Ayivaser Yaakov Levadai. What does it mean, Levadai? V'niskav Hashem Levadai. That through all the Ashiris, he realized how great Hashem is. How much chesed, how much emes. Memeilet katainti. Palalep mit einoid Levadai. But everything that happens. I'd end with this, Rabbi Yisai. Money is something very special, but it needs to be handled properly. Money makes a person, and money makes a person. Sulam. He saw Sulam on the way to Lavan. The Balaturim says Sulam is gematria mammon. The gematria of the word Sulam. So what was the chalim? It's Pashit. Farshim speak. With money you could reach the skies, the Eibishta. It's also Mutzav Arza, Yardinbay. You could also have tremendous Yeridus. There's Aliyas. Momin, the Sulam, the ladder of life. We'll call it the ladder of life. There's Aliyas and Yeridus. In the moment, in the money itself, a person could rise. He could also fall. Money's also, kesef is also eish, matbea shel eish, fire. Fire has its milo. Without fire, we can't live. But fire is also very, very dangerous if it's not handled properly. Matbea shel eish. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown a coin. A coin is fire. Fire, money. Money is fire. But be careful. Don't touch fire when it's not yours, when it's not rain, and you don't handle it properly. It's fire. With this I end, Rabbi Yisai. You know what, Yaakov? He remained Yaakov. That's the pshat. That's the taich. I think this sums up the Yisai. Many people, because of money, they lose themselves, who they are. And on both ends, if you make the money and if you don't make the money. If you have the parnosa, you don't have the parnosa. You lose yourself. Yankiv is Vayivasir, Yaakov. Yaakov remained Yaakov throughout the Nisayan. And Adas is Yiddishkeit, Adas is Geld, Adas is parnosa. Yavaser Yaakov Levadai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.